Hi, this is a dictation for Rafael Oconquor, RAPHAELOKONKWOR. Date of service is 3/16/2023. Date of birth is 1/15/1972. The patient arrives with a history of ongoing pain in the lower back, the neck, the right knee and left shoulder, with weakness of the left arm. The patient has been trying to avoid surgery and is trying physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. His worst pain is in the knee at this time, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports that the knee is swollen and he barely can walk a block. He has lost some weight, like 25 pounds. He reports 70% improvement overall in the symptoms. He barely feels any pain in the shoulder and the lower back at this time, although he has a positive for MRIs in this area. ADLs that are affected are as follows. The work is affected, 8. General activity, mood, walking ability, or relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 7. Positive symptom in system review, neurology, psych, headaches, vision disturbance, depression and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, there is a lower back stiffness with limited range of motion of the shoulder on the left side with pins and needle on the buttocks. There is a numbness present. There is a neck pain, lower back pain. There is a pain in the right knee and the left shoulder. In the GI, positive for constipation. GU, none is positive. Respiratory, none. In the last 30 days, pain has remained the same and is affecting his life. He also visited visited in the month of February when he was found to have a blood clot and positive finding of home ensign. He was referred to the hospital, Extension Hospital, which kept him for several days, and he was found to have a pulmonary embolus. Surgical history is none. Hospitalization, yes, only one time, and no weight loss and no other trauma. Current pain medications are Percocet and Tylenol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 122/80. Pulse is 68, pulse ox 100. The patient's rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 12/14/2022, dictation number 0317-046. He has mentioned the left shoulder has a positive finding. There is a tenderness and pain in the rotator cuff region with a difficulty lifting the arm beyond 130 degrees. He also had some crepitations as well as pain in the supraspinal and infraspinalis tendons. The Hawking Kennedy test was found positive along with speed test and near test. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative, and so is the arm drop. The patient has been examined fully and has been advised to lose weight and continue exercise program, hydration, and no alcohol, and continue the gout treatment. He has been referred to back to his primary care physician to help him with all the gout treatment, and blood test is not done yet. Allopurinol 300 at night has been provided for him, and 3 refills are given. He's also given Percocet 10/325 once a day for 30 tablets are provided to control the pain. He has seen Dr. Cohen, who provided him some injections also for his meniscus tear, and we'll continue watching, see what happens. Thank you.